This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Dental Health Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Don J. Ilka, creator of Thrive Dentistry On Site, to improve and manage the oral health of assisted living memory care residents through the services of mobile dentistry. Thrive Dentistry On-Site delivers primary oral health care to residents of assisted living and memory care facilities located in Florida. Dr. Ilka, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
So tell us, Thrive Dentistry On-Site is described as a mobile dentistry. What is a mobile dentistry, and how does a mobile dentistry differ from a routine visit to one's dentist?
I think it's probably pretty obvious that when one goes into the dentist, they go into a fixed building with a door, and you walk in and go into a waiting room, and you have separate operatories where you have treatment provided by the dentist and the hygienist. And in our situation in Thrive Dentistry, our equipment is all portable. We can carry it to wherever we want to go. We unload it out of a van, walk inside the building, and then depending on the facility, we may work in the pub or the hairdressing salon, or a lot of them nowadays have medical examination rooms, and we'll work in those rooms. And we can provide care with the portable equipment we have, and we can move it within the facility, or we can move it from facility to facility. And it allows us to access as many of the people who need that care as possible.
What prompted you to create mobile dentistry and care for people who live in assisted living facilities?
Well, I had some personal experience with my father-in-law who was in a memory care facility in his last few years of life. And my mother-in-law mentioned to me that he wasn't eating anymore. So she asked me if I'd come in and check him. So I did, and I took my Mirror Explorer into the facility and looked at his teeth. And he had broken a couple of teeth and was chewing on his tongue and his cheek. And obviously with the pain, wasn't going to eat. So I asked my mother-in-law to bring him to the office, which was kind of an adventure in and of itself. Most of these patients in these memory care facilities, once they leave, don't want to go back. Most of them are wheelchair-bound. Some of them still walk. It's a very difficult process for family members to transport them to the dentist or the physician. If they have to go to even the medical physician or the hospital, and they have to be transported by ambulance or some other form of transportation service, it gets real expensive. So we brought him to the office and repaired the two teeth that were problematic for him, and he went back and immediately started eating again because he was comfortable. And so with that in mind, I saw that there was obviously a need. He wasn't the only person that was having these issues, according to some of the nurses in the facility. And so that kind of brought the idea to the forefront, and we developed it from there.
What is different about treating residents in an assisted living or memory care facility, and are their needs any different than a regular patient?
Well, their needs are no different. I mean, everybody either suffers from the same types of dental or oral health problems. But the issue becomes how much treatment or care is needed, how much would you provide? As you know, if you have an 89-year-old lady who is suffering from severe dementia, our major thrust is just to keep her out of pain, to keep her from aspirating any broken pieces, calculus, fillings that are falling out, you know, trying to keep her healthy from the standpoint that we don't want her to get pneumonia as a result of something that she might suck down the lung from her mouth. In an assisted living facility where maybe the people are still, you know, ambulating on their own and they're getting along just fine, we may do any kind of dentistry. We might do root canals, we might do dentures, we might do crowns, just depending on what the need might be. So I guess the big change is just maybe some of the limitations that the patients place on us because they are not cooperative in some instances, or B, that we just don't want to go into a lot of extensive treatment just because of age or health or other considerations.
Certainly makes sense. Today we're speaking with Dr. Don Ilka, creator of Thrive Dentistry On Site to improve and manage the oral health of assisted living memory care residents through the services of mobile dentistry here on eHealth Radio's Dental Health Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Tell us, Dr. Ilka, why the mobility component is so important in addressing the needs of assisted living facility residents.
Well, so often, as I said earlier, it's so expensive to to transport some of these patients to the either medical or dental office. It becomes very onerous if you are, as a child, need to leave work to go pick up your parents or your sister or brother and transport them to a facility, to a medical or dental facility. So we need to bring the service to them. The mobility aspects of it allow us to do that, and it takes a lot of the onerousness off of the family and the caregiver in that situation. It makes it much more easier for them to get the care for their loved one that they need.
Some curiosities I'm sure that the listeners may have. Does the preventive dental care provided by Thrive Dentistry on-site differ from a traditional dentistry, and is the equipment used any different? And where did the equipment come from, and is it the same kind of equipment used in a regular dentist office?
So I'll address the equipment first. Yes and no. The equipment is portable. Everything we transport into the facility, we can walk in and carry in our hands or roll in on a cart. Where did it come from? It pretty much duplicates what a lot of the military applications are from a portability standpoint. You know, their equipment's got to be moved by a plane or a truck or something, and it has to get into uneasy access places. So that's the kind of equipment we're using. The power unit has water, vacuum, air, everything enclosed in it. The X-ray machine looks like a 12-volt drill driver that you might buy at Lowe's. It's small, it's portable, it's easy to use. We're all digital, so our sensor, we don't use film, we use an X-ray sensor. So it makes it easier to keep records. We're not walking around with a lot of paper. Everything's in a computer. A laptop comes into the room with us, and everything goes into that laptop. So from a digital portability standpoint, it's very easy for us to get it. If you were going to the dentist on a twice-a-year basis and having your teeth cleaned, we would do the same thing for the patients that we see in the facilities. Some of those patients who are challenged physically, we may elect to see more often, once, twice, as many as 12 times a year, once a month, actually. If they don't have the ability to care for their own selves, brush their teeth, rinse, those kinds of things, we can go in more often and hopefully keep the biofilms and the plaque and the calculus reduced so that we have less chances of aspirant diseases and those kind of things. But the care would not differ at all, no.
Lastly, how do assisted living and memory care facility managers view the presence of a mobile dentistry at their facility?
Well, they're pretty excited about it. They try to provide best possible care for their patients. And so you'll always see podiatrists and physicians in the facilities, but you've never seen a dentist in the facility. And now when we approach the facilities, probably 100% of them are excited about the fact that, you know, this technology is now available. We can bring the dentistry inside the facilities to their residents. They have supported us extremely well. And it's kind of an odd thing. One facility will refer us to another facility. The occupational therapist in one talks to us, and she's also going to another one, and she talks to the facility managers there, and all of a sudden we get telephone calls and say, hey, can you come and talk to us about this? Can we see if we can bring Thrive Dentistry into our facility as well? So it really is well received.
And I would have thought so too. Really interesting, and really appreciate your getting us up to speed and informed about Thrive Dentistry on site. I really like the aspect and the approach. Where can listeners get more information about Thrive Dentistry on site, and how can they be in touch as well?
Well, the easiest thing is to look at the website, and that's thrivedentistryonsite.com, and they can get any information, telephone numbers, and those kind of things from there.
Easy enough. Well, Dr. Ilka, thanks for your time today here on eHealth Radio. All the best. Certainly look forward to a future conversation.
Thank you, Eric. Have a great day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Dr. John J. Ilka, creator of Thrive Dentistry On Site to improve and manage the oral health of assisted living memory care residents through the services of mobile dentistry. Thrive Dentistry On Site delivers primary oral health care to residents of assisted living and memory care facilities located in the state of Florida. And once again, the website of reference is thrivedentistryonsite.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Dental Health Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.